Welcome to Rusak Gamers.
Welcome to the Rusak Gamers podcast, episode 86. With this one, we should be pretty much back on schedule. This is the fourth of our Dungeon World games. Fat Jack makes it back to the party and we look even further into the dungeon. We find a prisoner and then something in a pit. Something with claws. Something that speaks. Now, it occurs to me that we haven't named this adventure yet. Other adventures have gotten a name. Harbinger's Rock and Flames of Gold are the best examples. What would you call this adventure? Let us know. Comments, critique, and general feedback can be left on our voicemail, 502-4141-RU. That's 502-4141-766. Or send us email, roy@rusakgamers.com. Stop by our RPGCrosstalk.com forum. Just scroll down to the Rusak Gamers section. Listen to us on Stitcher. Just go to Stitcher.com, download the program to your computer, phone, or tablet, and listen whichever way you prefer. Enjoy the show.
I am recording now.
Really?
Yeah.
You are?
Just now.
Are you sure?
Swear to God.
Just a second.
Because Todd was talking about snuggling at Gen Con, and I thought, oh, I'm doing this.
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, well, I didn't get a whole lot of response. I thought, I send it. It's one of those emails you send, and you go, I'm way more good.
Like 5 seconds after I got an email.
It wasn't 5 seconds. It was like a half an hour, 45 minutes. It was a long
time. Forgive me for actually having to do something at work.
Oh.
For once, exactly.
Jeez. All right. Hi, I'm Jeff.
I'm Doug.
I'm Bill.
Jason.
Roy.
And tonight we are continuing. This is game four, isn't it?
Game four. Woo-hoo.
Wow. Game four.
Todd's man's missed all of them.
Of Dungeon World. And it's interesting because Roy is in the process as we speak of going through and fixing the podcast from last week. But
the term is edit.
Edit. Edit this.
No.
So Roy is editing that, but there's some issues with it because we had to record it at my house and, you know, there's dishes being done at my house and things like that. So
Jeff
anyway,
doesn't have a conveniently located freezing basement.
So Roy doesn't... I don't have a basement. So Roy doesn't know what happened in the last game.
No. The farthest I got
I didn't tell him and he hasn't said it out. So he doesn't know... He doesn't know that Joe died.
And Jason almost died.
And Jason almost died.
They were both at the pearly gates.
Yeah.
And I'm not exactly...
Joe's our healer, isn't he?
Yeah, Joe...
Joe never cast healing once.
He didn't cast healing once.
No.
Well, that's why he's dead.
That's why he's dead.
He did cast it once on himself. Not last game, necessarily, but he did cast it on himself.
I don't remember him ever casting.
I thought he did.
Okay, so...
Our bard's been casting the healing for the most part.
All right, so a real quick summary of last game. And if I miss something, please jump in and tell me. They heard as they're sitting there facing off with the goblins who are sort of retreating back down the hallway, they hear what sounds like a wolf.
Got that part.
Okay. And Taros changes into a bat and flies down.
After he'd been turned invisible.
And he finds that it is not really a wolf, but it is a large hellhound being held by a goblin, and there's several of the goblins in the hallway.
Okay.
So, I think you were...
I tried the diplomatic approach.
Yeah, so he tried to
really?
Change... He tries to change into a wolf and talk to the wolf, but it failed miserably.
Got XP.
And in the meantime, and then I think Surtur and them fought their way up. Surtur got on the... How'd you get on the other side of the goblins?
He pushed through them.
Yeah, he pushed through them.
I bull rushed
and
through.
So there were several goblins fighting...
Cassandra.
Morgan and Cassandra in the back while Surtur went after the large goblin. They beat them, beat the goblin, but then a goblin orcaster showed up with more goblins, and they attacked, and he started throwing acid balls. And the acid balls are what killed, almost killed Taros and killed Joe.
Morgan.
And so Taros...
I didn't die from the acid because I was protecting him. I kept jumping in front of the spears, taking the damage from him.
Yeah,
no, but it was acid that killed both of you.
No. The acid is when we traded shots.
Right. And so that's what killed Jen. And Morgan didn't make it back from the
Pearly
Gates.
And, of course, you know, Surtur defended Morgan as best he could.
Sure he did.
Yeah. Well, I put the damage in half, and then he'd roll a one. I put the damage in half, and he rolled a one.
Oh, it was terrible. I mean, I was so angry. It was such a waste. Okay, so at the end of it, Taros comes back, but now he has made a deal with death. And so instead of being able to change into any animal, he can only change into scavenger-type animals from a wasteland.
Carrion.
Like
vultures,
hyenas, you know, anything. I mean, if there's an argument to be made, you know, make it.
Did you do your research? You said you're going to find a list. That was Jeff.
Was that me? Yeah, I'll Google that. And
catfish?
And he has to remain that way.
That was actually mentioned.
He has to remain that way until a suitable sacrifice, and literally a sacrifice, has to be made to death to replace the life that was given back to him.
Do we know what the suitable sacrifice is?
No. No, we're just, that's completely.
We don't even know that he has going to do that.
Right.
Yeah, we don't, not, yeah, understand that.
Could
we
be
don't.
You. Could be Jack, but I don't know that you're suitable.
What about Morgan?
For a sacrifice.
He's dead.
Yeah, but it has to be sort of at his hands. You know, he has to kind of do a druid kind of.
At a ring or
yeah,
something.
Sort of like in a stone ring kind of ritualistic.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I know, we don't necessarily go that far, but I mean,
place.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Wow.
And tonight we were going to, before we realized, Joe couldn't be here tonight. He's away at work. I think he's home pouting, really, because I killed his character. And Todd is still away for work. So we were going to start off with Joe's character and possibly figure a tie in. But since he's not here, well, we can't do it. So when we began the last game, though, this is where we're going to pick up. Jack had disappeared into the darkness.
Okay.
And that's why he wasn't there for that fight.
Okay.
Now, my question to Jack is, where'd you go? What happened?
So, the way I understood what happened last time is Talos went and found the Hellhound. Taros went and found the Hellhound. Did everyone else come up with it? Did he go back and...
It was a hallway that sort of went down and ended in an L shape with a room that had two other exits. One directly across, one heading south, and that's sort of where we ended up.
We started off pretty much underneath the beam that you swung down from, right. And assassinated
right.
From.
Yeah, I got that part. I'm just trying to see how far down you all got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the game before but that, we had actually stopped because there was, and there was sort of a switch in the fiction, I think, because you left. But because I went back and listened to it. To write up a quick summary for Obsidian Portal, and the druid had actually become a bear and was standing over Morgan at the end of the second game. I mean, it was still a sort of a face-off, but it's easy to just say he switched from bear to bat and took off, you know. Yeah. So it doesn't really change anything. And that's where we ended up. We were in the hallway, sort of face. They were down the hallway, and they were sort of backing up, trying to draw you guys in. And you had, I don't know if you were up on the beam or not, I think you had fallen and were standing there. But in the confusion with the wolf and the howling and things like that, you vanished. You disappeared. So, where'd you go? What happened? Give me an idea. I mean, I can make it up, but if you got something you'd like to do, or we can do that too.
Well, would it mess with anything too much if I found another passage?
Nope.
Okay, because I know that Jason actually had to make a roll for that.
To find the passage?
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, we've
that
already...
That was, what do you call it, discern reality.
Yeah, we've already established a fiction that, I mean, if we roll and say you don't discern a reality, I mean, then we're stuck again.
Yeah.
Yes, you find another passage.
No, what I mean was, is it going to be a big deal because he had to make a roll and I don't have to make a roll? I don't want to...
No.
Okay. I want Jason to come
it's
after
a bigger
me, you know?
It's a bigger deal because you weren't here.
You're not sent me.
Okay. So.
Okay, so,
you find on the passage, we'll say that while you're up there, while you're up on the beam, you find that there is actually like a crevice up
yeah,
there.
Sure.
And when things start to go bad, you jump back up in there and you go, you explore that crevice.
No, it's got to be a fairly significant sized hole.
No, no, you're a fat thief.
I'm a fat thief.
Got it. Yeah. All right, so
a wide load creeping across. My
is it me, or is he still in the same spot thinking he's moving?
You can't see me.
So let's call it. It's sort of like a crack, but it's more, you know, about the size of maybe like
a natural chimney,
an air vent kind of thing, chimney that you're working your way down.
They've got natural chimney.
You want to add?
Well, I don't crawl all the way out. I mean, you know, Surtur's down here, and thank you.
He gets stuck through the whole fight, which I think is a little ignominious, but what, you know, it could be as simple as that. Is that you got there?
Now you say that, now I got nothing but the Winnie the Pooh story stuck in my head.
Yeah, well, you know,
my little legs just a twitching out there.
Yeah,
honey.
Or there's a side passage up there.
And I could end up finding a side passage, get stuck a few times. However you want to do that within the game. End up coming down conveniently, air quotes, after Morgan.
Okay. All right. Simple enough. You rejoin.
So basically, after we fight everything and we're settling up and.
Hey guys, what happened?
Looting the bodies, you fall from the ceiling.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Is that okay?
That's fine with me.
Jason, you're looking at me kind of weird, like I'm gonna kill him. I found my sacrifice.
I wouldn't do such a thing.
Well, he's still pretty wounded.
Okay.
I'm still pretty
wounded. Yeah, everybody's still wounded. So as you're there sort of
did they kill the orc chieftain? Or was it orc wizard?
Orc sorcerer.
Orc sorcerer.
They did.
Okay.
They did. Who killed the... It was...
Her.
Yeah, her killed him with a bow. Which is something that we need to talk about. I don't know did you get a chance to think about that bond or... after last time.
Well, Morgan's not here, so.
Well, no, because Surtur was upset that Cassandra had taken his kill.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if there was a bond in there that you wanted to make or to address.
Not yet. If she makes a habit of it, definitely.
Oh, okay. All right. Because he fights his way all the way up to his orchestra, and then Cassandra drops him with an arrow. So he was a little upset by that.
Just
a tiny bit.
Well, I turned around and threw my axe at the last remaining orc. Not her. The last remaining orc. Sure, not her. The orc wasn't conveniently away. No. I threw it at the orc.
Has anyone leveled up yet?
Nope, not yet.
No, you have to
camp.
Oh, so you get your experience. And so you can actually level up a couple levels in camp, couldn't you?
If you don't camp for a long time.
For a long time.
Sure, I suppose it's possible.
But you probably wouldn't have that much XP floating around. 7 plus level.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you all want to do? We talked last time. I told you, at this point, if you guys want to make camp, you can make camp. I mean, I'm not going to make a big deal out of it.
Except for the healing, I don't see any point in making camp because I'm still 1 XP away from leveling.
Well, unless you're going to put Cassandra to work all night to heal us both. I think we better need to.
I think you're adding that in there.
Put Cassandra to work all night
because you're still pretty wounded, right?
Just a hair.
Yeah, and so a few hours of sleep will get you back half your maximum hit points. Okay, so a few hours, you know, you get a few hours rest, and I'll put him back to. He'll get to add half his hit points back. So it's up to you. Did y'all want to rest here? Did you want to go someplace else? What did you want to do?
Let's rest here.
Well, don't we have to loot some things here?
No, we are taking care of that.
Sorry,
yeah. We're looting. I'm not standing there waiting for him to pop out of the ceiling and go, look what I found.
Well, I'm going to start looting some bodies, and I said, hey, look at all this fun stuff down here. We got anything interesting lying around?
Yeah, well, I started with we're looting the bodies when he falls through the ceiling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
On the goblins, you don't find much except the Orcaster. You find a key. Let's say 50 gold.
Can I not write also? 50 gold?
50 gold.
Is there any arrows around here?
The goblins have crossbows. So, but no arrows. However, your arrows may have gone down one.
Yeah, I think I lost
I think you lost one last game.
I think I lost two. I think I've only got one arrow left.
Okay, well...
Well, it's one ammo.
One ammo left.
One ammo. And you can keep using that until you have to make a decision, until you make a bad roll.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, do you all want to make camp here, or you want to push on?
Let's make camp.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have to honor our dead.
Oh, right. Morgan.
Yeah.
What do you do with him?
Shove him in a crevice? Hey, I'm a dwarf. What do you think?
Yeah, okay.
Look. And Morgan's a nice guy, but what's he got on his body? I mean, isn't that the important thing, really?
What does Morgan have on him?
I guess we could drag him outside and bury him in actual dirt. We're not that.
Well, if you're really going to be that greedy, Morgan, the only thing he's going to have is we can obey the traditional dwarven steps down here. We just find plenty of rocks.
He did not take the healing potion.
Oh, there's a healing potion.
No, he did not take it. He's got 3 antitoxins.
Oh.
Which don't help against acid.
No.
He's got a staff. He has leather armor. And he has a bag of books. Oh, and 3 healing potions. Sorry. 3 healing potions. But I think he used 1 healing potion. I've got a mark here.
Okay.
Or I don't know if he was using his books or using...
Well, he did use his books.
Okay, so he's got 3 healing potions left then. So maybe I'll drink the potions and press on. Y'all.
Sure.
Jeff in his best country. Well, I want you to get your XP.
I'm two away from level.
But he's the druid's right. Ready to level.
Self-sacrifice, man.
Can you look up and see how much healing potions heal?
Hey, I would have been up if I'd been here last time. But
you know,
I imagine it's probably half your hit points. But
I'm gonna take this leather.
Okay. Can you wear it?
Gives you armor 1.
I can wear hide. I mean, that's what's listed on the back. So.
Okay, and it's probably the same. But if you wanna wear leather armor, you can. That's your tribute to Morgan is skinning him, air quotes, and putting on his armor. All right. So are you gonna rest here or?
Well, let's drink the potions and push on them.
Let's go outside and rest.
Oh, drink the potions and move on.
Yeah, somebody see if they can. I know Bill's looking. See if we can find out how much a healing potion heals.
Okay.
It may not be as. Alright, and the key has not shaped. In fact, at the top, it's got a circle with runes written on the circle.
Sort of like in The Hobbit?
Shoot, Bill.
When you drink an entire healing potion, heal yourself 10 damage or remove 1 debility of your choice.
Mm. Oh, okay. Remove 1 debility.
Which is the ones across the...
Right. The ones that I haven't been playing with that I need to. Right. Okay, so you got 3 healing potions. Who gets them?
I'm only down 2.
How many are you down, Serner?
15.
Okay, and how many? And you're down?
18.
18. All right, so...
And camping 13. Would actually be...
And you're down 13? Yeah, but nobody cares about you.
Camping would actually make the most sense.
Really? Well, you get back half.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and then Jason could...
Half of your max.
Half of your max. And then Jason could kill one of those potions and he'd be full, probably. Right?
I'd be almost full camping. Sure, let's give Jason some abilities.
I can level up too.
Huh?
I get level up
too. You can level up too? Oh, cool.
I got 8 HP.
Okay, so, are you going to camp? Where are you going to camp?
Let's camp in this... I mean, is this a fairly open cavern that we're in right now?
Well, right now, you're in a cavern that's about 40 feet across.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that...
I'm sorry, 25 feet across. And the hallways, there's 3 exits from here, 10 feet wide.
I'd like to think that the cavern that the thief was just crawling through the entire battle, has a space large enough for us to camp safely.
Well, you could.
I would like to think you could
investigate that to find out if that's true.
Yeah,
sure. To see if there. I mean, where he up in the pathway that he was up in.
I didn't see much
in the roof. I mean, it was pretty tight where he was, but you could certainly investigate that to find out if that is in fact.
I was pretty much following my nose until I heard the screams.
So, do you want to go ahead and discern a reality there?
Sure.
And take a look in the cavern?
Sure.
Maybe we'll get your experience point.
No. Only if I fail.
It's too small.
We camp here now!
It's fine. Squeeze in. Wisdom.
Thank you.
It's 2d6, right?
Yes.
It's always 2d6.
7.
Okay, so I think you get 1 question out of that. Mm-hmm. And the question was, is there space large enough in there to for you guys to rest?
Do we get to just make up the question? Or do we have to be one of these?
Well, you have to ask one of those questions. But that was the question you were asking, right?
What here is useful or valuable to me? You know where I'm going with it.
Right. Yeah. And see, that's kind of weird with the discern realities. Because one of the things that we like to do, or that we've been doing, is like you want to establish a fact. Which is more kind of a spout lore, but how are you going to spout lore about some great tunnel?
Well, because we don't know it's true.
Right. And now we're just sort of saying, I'd like to establish this fact. And, you know, and I'm okay with that. That's fine. You could all climb up in there, but it is very tight. It's a long passageway. I mean, there's enough room for, all crammed together, but you are single file and pretty much you're going to have to all lay down. You'll be in a tight position if you were to be attacked up there, if something were to happen. But and you're going to be whoever's on one end, whoever's on the other end. I mean, it's going to be you're almost head to toe in there. I mean, it's pretty tight. It's like a storm drain almost.
Human centipede stone.
You really had to go there. Really,
really.
I don't want to go up there.
Really,
you were just up there.
I'm a little yeah, but now I'm really feeling claustrophobic.
That sounds dreadful. Let's
it's
go.
It's not my claustrophobic you're feeling.
Oh.
Hey now.
Okay, so, but yes, there is space up there, but it is but it's tight. I mean, you could, in theory, go up there and lay down and rest without, and it looks fairly safe. I mean, it's out of the way. And
it sounds dreadful.
Says Cassandra.
I hate it already.
Well, if y'all make the decision, I'm going to take care of our friend.
Let's go.
I'm going to start gathering up some rocks to.
Okay. All the goblins have short spears and things like that. And they might have more bolts if you want to.
I want to pick up a better crossbow than the crappy one I already got.
Their crossbows are crappy. I'd say maybe a couple more ammo with everybody, all the guys here. Okay, so do you go into the chimney and rest, or do you want to go in another spot? Now, you have, you got a couple of options. Now, there was a room, when you turned and came on this hallway, there was another room directly, the passageway kept going, but you all turned and headed south back when you started hearing the howling and stuff. Okay.
Go back to that room.
I mean, you could go back, and because you came into the one, you were in the large room with the fire beetles,
mm-hmm.
the dwarven hall. The secret door opened. You went into that hallway. You had a fight there. You could continue going straight into another room, or you could, but instead you turned and came down this hallway. You didn't really have a time to investigate that last time because you ran. I probably didn't even mention it, but you all came down chasing after the goblins and fighting them. So that is an option. Or you can go south and see out of this circular room and see where it goes.
Which is more adventuring, which is what you said.
Which is the hallway that the wizard came down, and which is
the wizard, I believe I told you, came from the southern hallway. He came from the southern hallway out of the circular room. 25 diameter circular room. You all came in from the west. There's an exit to the east. He came from the south.
That works for me.
Me too. They're the squirrely ones.
What? Up in the ceiling? Yeah. Well, I'm fine. I'm fine with that. Player revolt to the human centipede thing, because that just gave me the huzzah.
If I have to.
All right.
You'll be in front.
What?
Fighter. Two guys in the middle. Fighter.
Hit points. Hit points.
We're stuck in it. Okay. You guys finish looting the bodies. You climb up into the chimney, into the passageway, which is kind of roughly above the tunnel. All right. And who's the last one up?
Jason.
Well,
no, sorry.
It's going to be one of these two.
Yeah, Surtur.
I'll go first.
I'll be last.
Okay. So, you go up, and as you're climbing up, and almost, I mean, as you pull it into the hallway.
Oh,
pull
hold
back.
On a second.
Hello?
We don't have light anymore.
Oh, that's right. That's a very good point.
Now, the goblins have torches that they can, I mean, that they would light and use. I don't think there's dark vision and infravision here. I don't think they mention it ever.
So now we have torches.
Yeah. If you want to pick up a torch, they have them. Because it's dark down here. But no, you do not have Morgan anymore. Morgan was your source of light.
And tinder? Lighting
yes.
material?
Yes, sure. As you climb up in there, make...
Of course we'll do in the dark.
Right.
Well, we'll let the goblins...
You hear...
torches fizzle out on their own, but we'll climb up on... without our own lit light at the moment.
Okay. Alright. You hear... coming from the hallway as you're climbing in, sounds like more feet. Sounds like people coming down the hallway. All right, and they sound like goblins talking. Multiples. What do you do, sir?
They're coming towards the end. Sir,
They're coming toward the room where you all had the fight. Just as you guys are sort of. You guys are climbing up in, and you hear coming down the hallway.
Well, I'll get myself tucked in comfortably and listen.
Okay. Probably a score goblins pour into the room, and you know, when they're talking, and you, and
they've killed the orchestra. They killed him. They killed him. They killed this. Oh, and look. Oh.
And I take it you didn't put Morgan up there with you guys.
Oh, no. I put him under stones in the corner of the room.
Okay. And you hear... All right. They're talking.
Oh, they fought him. Where'd they go? Where are they? What's that?
And they go over and one of them's...
Sir, come here.
Sir. Commander, whatever. I don't know what goblins would call each other.
Boss.
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 Boss. Come here. Look at this.
And they go over and they pack all the stones off of Morgan. They find Morgan's body. And he says, bring it, let's go. And they pick up Morgan's body. And bring the orchestra. And they bring the orchestra. And they pick him up. And they go back down the hallway.
Which way's down the hallway?
South. They head down the southern hallway that the orchestra came out of originally.
Right.
Surtur. Mm-hmm. Do you want to do anything while they're doing this? While it's going on?
Nope.
Okay.
So you're going to keep this to yourself?
Yep.
Well, he's the only one that heard it.
You want to discern a reality?
Yeah, I'll discern a reality. See if I heard it. Heard it. 10 without anything
else.
That's
like three. Is that three questions? That's basic.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Three questions.
Plus wisdom, so, I mean, I got it. Yeah, wisdom's a zero anyway. Three questions.
What happened here recently?
Yeah, what happened here recently would cover hearing that.
Yeah, right? you hear
if
what
you get two more. You can learn more than we already know.
As Surtur's sitting there watching, you come up and you hear them sort of pulling Morgan's body out.
Okay,
throwing and talking like we have
to take him to the master. Take him to the master. We must go. We must show him what we have found. They have killed. Kill them.
And they do say, actually, they leave a couple behind to stand and watch. They say, if you see anything coming, tell us.
So they're actually got torches down there lit.
Yeah, there's a couple of goblins in here with torches lit, standing guard at the door.
There was a fire in the room, right? I thought you said there was a fire. Dropping
torches.
It was all torches? I thought there was a fire in the room.
I don't think so.
No?
Yeah. No, we just had the wizard the wizard light.
Yeah,
I know up till now, but I thought when we got in the room with the
hellhound breathed.
The hellhound.
Yeah, the hellhound.
Oh, there might be. Yeah, there'd be some.
That may have been the fire.
Fires fluttering out.
Right from the hellhound. Right.
It could be.
But no.
Just torches.
Okay. So there's a couple of goblins.
So what is
that? There's a couple of goblins.
What happened?
Huh?
I get two more questions.
Oh, okay, two more questions. So that's what recently happened. Mm-hmm. About 20 goblins came in.
Mm-hmm.
They saw that there's been a battle here, and they have taken Morgan's body and the orchestra's body back. They didn't really care so much about the other goblins.
Okay, so what should I be on the lookout for?
More
goblins.
Well, for the two goblins that are there, mm-hmm. the two guards that are there, and I think that's probably it. I mean, I don't know if there's anything that you need to be on the lookout for in this situation, other than there are a couple of goblin guards that are on alert now, sort of below where you all are.
What should I be on the lookout for, then?
The goblin that was sort of that was giving the orders.
Or that's what I just asked, isn't it?
No. I'll tell you what you were on the lookout for. What you were on the lookout for is the goblin who was giving the orders.
Okay.
He seemed to be the leader, and his armor was nice.
Okay.
Nicer.
What do bandages do? Can you look it up? I have bandages.
I poke.
Taros? I just heard goblins.
I got three bandages.
And now you guys can't really whisper back and forth.
No, I just have bandages.
Because really, head to toe.
Yeah, I know. I poke him in the feet, and he's like, "Quiet."
Yeah. All right, wait.
I can't have a conversation with Cassandra.
Right. Well, your head is close to Surtur.
Three uses.
Right.
Because that's how you heard all this stuff.
Okay.
So he's at your. So Taros is at your feet. Yes. Yes.
Tapping his feet.
Tappy. Yes.
He can turn himself into
yes
a rat.
Yes. Only for a little bit of time.
Well, rats are scavengers. Yeah. I give you a rat.
Sure. Give yourself some room.
All right. I'm going to sleep.
Anyway.
Is there enough room in this vent to use bandages?
On yourself. Or anybody who is... Yeah, no, on yourself. On yourself. It's pretty tight.
Okay.
I mean, you could bandage yourself up. You're going to have to get out of this chimney.
Is this going to count as camping so they can level up? Or?
Yeah, I mean, you don't need to... You need to get rest. I'll give it to you to rest and...
No camaraderie, but we can sit around and rest.
Yeah,
and
yeah, you're getting hit points back. You're getting a chance to come back. And you can kind of get yourself back together. You've got enough space to sort of do that. It's a little claustrophobic, but you've got enough space.
I was
going to bandage them. I don't need to be bandaged.
No, not in here. That was the downside. Yes, you have a place to rest, but there's no way to...
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fine. I got two people on one side of me. I got a big burly guy in front of me. I'm fine. I'm going to go to sleep. I won't even try to tell anybody what I heard till morning.
Okay. All right.
Because I figure if I heard it, Surtur had to have heard it because he's in front of. He's between me and the goblins. That's what my character's thinking.
Okay.
I don't know what he heard, except I think I'm just assuming he heard the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, you saw him, and he gave him a roll. But you can peek over, and you can see this sort of happening.
So I assume that he's not going to just drop out.
You can assume whatever you want.
I'm going to assume that, and I'm going to sleep.
Okay. So, a couple goblins standing there talking, you know, quietly to themselves.
You seen the new T-16?
They walk back and forth in the hall.
Two goblins in there talking.
Okay, new T-16? So you all rest.
Everybody consumes a ration.
Yeah, everybody can sort of eat and wait.
No, you have to consume a ration.
When
you settle in to rest, consume a ration.
What? You gotta eat?
You gotta eat.
You don't have to eat?
I don't have to eat or drink.
Really? Get back half your hit points.
Half the hit points.
Is that if you...
By nature sustain, you don't need to eat or drink. If a move tells you to mark off a ration, just ignore it.
Okay.
Wow.
That's the druid. Cool.
Druids are cool.
I'm going to raise my charisma.
Dungeon rations have 5 uses.
You're going to raise your charisma?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Level up. When you have downtime, hours or days, and XP equal to or greater than your current level plus 7, subtract your current level plus 7 from your XP. Increase your level by 1. Choose a new advanced move from your class. If you're a wizard, you also get to add a new spell to your spellbook. Choose one of your stats and increase it by 1. This may change your modifier. Changing your constitution increases your max and current hit points. Ability scores can't go higher than 18.
Wow.
Cool. I'm going to raise my charisma strength.
Okay. Okay, so you all rest up and get hit points back.
What power did you pick up?
I think I'm going to take it goes to 11.
What's that do?
When you unleash a crazed performance, a righteous loot note, or loot solo, or a mighty brass blast, choose a target who can hear you and roll plus charisma. On a 10 plus, the target attacks the nearest ally in range. On a 7 to 9, they attack their nearest ally, but you also draw some attention and ire.
Okay.
The power that I chose was balance.
Mm-hmm.
When you deal damage, take one balance. When you touch someone and channel the spirits of life, you may spend balance. For each balance spent, heal 1d4 hit points.
Cool.
Nice. Since we lost our quote-unquote healer. I know, he can heal. All right. So, you all spend the next few hours uncomfortably laying in this tube, this stone tube, sort of gathering yourselves and getting and resting up. So, after a few hours, you're not sure how many, the dwarf might, if he wants to do a spout lore. He can tell you how long you've been there. You wake up. What do you want to do?
You said half our hit points.
Half your hit points back.
Round up or down?
Round down. And then next time round up, if you remember. Okay, so, you all wake up. Surtr, mm-hmm. The goblins are still there. They've been there for a few hours. They look a little restless. You know, they hate this kind of stuff.
I want to figure out the best way to kill them.
Let's crawl out the other way, and then we can get the drop on them.
We can't have a conversation.
Why not? We can whisper.
No. Well, if you whisper, they might hear you.
Well, let's whisper.
I'm going to try to change shape to a rat.
Okay.
11.
Okay, you shape change into a rat. Do you want to do anything in your rat shape?
Come on. Go by everybody down the hallway, back around,
mm-hmm.
and down.
Out the way, the original way.
The original
to
way.
The rat. Okay.
Where he came in.
Okay.
The long
okay.
way.
Okay.
Take the where long she way is.
Mm-hmm. Right, so you go past Cassandra, head all the way down.
To... All of a sudden, just sees a rat come up next to her.
No, she was, I think she was next
he
to
was
him.
At yeah. her feet, yeah.
Yeah, they're next to each other.
Go on down.
Head, tail.
Right. Surtr, you, rat, Cassandra.
Yeah, me, you, him, her.
But Cassandra's on one end, right? Mm-hmm. He's right behind her.
Mm-hmm.
Then you.
And he changes,
and he changes and into a rat, and she comes up behind
she's
it.
She's seen him change before. Quit causing problems that don't exist. Alright.
What? I crawl after the rat.
Okay. So, you guys realize that the rat and them, you can hear them going... And crawling down the way you came in.
Yeah.
Originally.
I'll back out.
Okay.
That's the way I am, remember? I'm beat to his feet.
I want you all to, not you. Are you going to?
No, I'm.
You gonna stay there?
I want to figure out the best way to drop down on them.
Okay, why don't you do a discern reality?
Make a noise!
Why don't you do a discern reality? And why don't
we'll
you,
come over to investigate.
Are you going with them?
Yeah.
All right. I want you guys to roll. Avoid.
Defy danger.
Defy dangers. On agility to get through here.
Dex.
Dex.
Can we camp now?
So you failed, huh?
Yes. I'm looking for the best way to drop down on them, and I failed my roll.
Okay. You guys, hang on. All right, we'll get to you.
Yeah.
This will be good. All right. So. You guys, what'd you get?
Nine.
12. You...
Hands.
Fussy. You get stuck. If you can get a strength roll, you can unstick her. As you guys, and the rat doesn't have to worry.
Watch where you're putting your hands.
No. What'd you get?
Seven.
A seven. All right. Well, you can unlodge her. It's not a failure.
No, it's not. Oh, that's right. It's not a failure.
You can unlodge her,
uh-huh.
But in doing so,
you have to break through the ceiling.
It's going to make noise.
Yep.
Draw attention.
You stumble, hesitate, or flinch.
That's what she got.
No. Well, that's what I...
We both failed.
By powering through. I don't know what she...
No, he just asked for you to make a strength roll.
Yeah. Well, I got a
she
seven.
She got stuck, and he was trying to push her through. Sort of an, well, it's more of an aid, but he got a, what happens if you aid? Aid's probably a better.
Well, I think he's going after, she gets stuck or, you didn't give her an or.
Well, no, I mean, she's stuck.
That's what
can be helped, but can be helped. I mean, he can help her get unstuck. Well, You're right. I mean, it's here. If you continue on, your flute snags.
I stop. Now this is my flute.
Okay, there you go. You're gonna have to get your flute undone. Now.
This one time at band camp.
Stop it.
So at this point, now you've gone to help her. And since now we have to change it a little bit because I blew the first call on him, you can add agility to that if that makes a difference. Because it's not so much a strength, it's to dislodge her flute that's stuck in this hole. So you rolled a what? A 7?
It was a 7, so it only increased about 1 to an 8.
Okay, so
with strength to a dex. If I remove strength and add my dex.
Uh-huh, it's only one more. So it's an 8. Okay. So, you can dislodge it.
Yep.
But in doing so,
it breaks your flute.
No, and that's something we talked about last time. You can do it, but you're going to hurt yourself in doing it. You're going to, scrape your hands up.
I have bandages. It's okay.
Sure, I'll go ahead and knock her through.
Okay, roll a d4.
Me, yes. Or him? I'll do it.
Wouldn't this be a good time to give him a condition?
Oh, it would. It would. It would. How about...
He's too weak? Or he's pushing too hard, he becomes weak? Or he could be shaky?
Strains his muscles, making him shaky.
What's the what's the dexterity?
That's a dexterity. Shaky?
Yeah, do shaky. That one. You get, you get it undone, but it'll make you shaky.
What's shaky mean?
Minus one to your dex.
No, okay.
Is it minus one to dex or minus one to your dex bonus? Okay.
Well, minus one.
Okay, so you're minus one to your dex rolls for now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good point. All right. You failed.
Yes, I did.
So as you are crawling, looking for a better vantage point,
over the edge,
you fall and land at their feet. Roll a d6 and be prone. See, oh, as no, you guys are heading,
roll a d6 for what?
Damage, just from the fall. Actually, make it.
Could I
defy danger?
Yeah, could I use my dwarfy agility to twist into a safe landing position as I fall?
Yes. You feel it give way as you're going.
Roll high.
And if you fail, you're going to land.
So if he does it right, he can land on both of them. Or one of them.
No, I just don't.
And you guys have continued on down the chimney. So you're further down.
8. So I stumble hedges 8 flinch. Or you offer me a worse outcome.
Alright, you can... I'll give you damage where you fall and land prone. Or you can grab on the last time and drop down. But your axe is still up in the chimney.
Oh, you're an evil.
Because your hands are full, you're like, oh, and you grab on, and then you realize as you drop down, ah, I have no axe. Okay.
No, I'll take the hit.
So you're gonna fall. Give me a d6 of damage, and you're prone.
I want rusty.
Now, what does prone mean? Since we don't have that,
it's like a defy danger. Let's call it a defy danger to get up and get out of the way before they.
It could be a stunned or confused.
Actually, stunned would be.
Okay, let's say stunned. You land and you're stunned. Okay? And there...
Now, does armor come into play for my damage from falling?
No.
I didn't think so, but no. I wanted to...
Yeah, no. I mean, it might, but I'm going to say no at this point. It's only 2 points, and you really stuck it to me last game, so... With your 1 point. All right. Do you guys want to do anything... As players, knowing this, do the characters want to do anything sort of in response to this? Cassandra, I'm not saying you're in immediate danger or anything, but there are things you might do to realize that Surtur is now maybe in a little bit of peril.
Would he even know?
Sure, I'll try to discern reality.
There you go. He wants to discern reality to realize this has happened.
So I can hear the on the other side.
Yes.
I'm facing
curse words.
No, you're helping her with her flute.
Yep, you were.
You've already established that this thing is so narrow, head to toe.
Right.
Or in my case, with him, I was feet to feet with Cassandra. I was feet to feet.
And you went all the way down and helped her dislodge her flute as she's leaving. She's going the opposite direction that Surtur went.
Right.
So you're now with her, not with Surtur.
You're at least 2 body lengths away from me.
and he falls out into the darkness.
But I was facing...
The answer is discern realities if you want to know that he's fallen.
I fail.
Okay. You can still do it, too, if you want. You can discern realities if you like to realize sure. that this has happened.
Nope.
Get next
well, what did you roll?
Nope.
Oh, it's a 6.
Okay.
You get an XP.
Get an XP.
No, 5.
Is it 5?
So I thought it was 6. No, never mind.
Yeah,
never
it's a 6 or less. Six. 6 or less. Did you, and you failed too?
7 or 8.
So that's an XP. So you gotta find ways to make those rolls, man. And, I think you're further on down.
Sounds wonderful. Look down, see if there's anything, discern if there's anybody down here in the room that, or in this hallway.
Where we're okay, go out. Ahead. Go ahead.
8. And I think it's against intelligence, right? Or wisdom.
Wisdom.
10.
10. No, there's nobody in the hallway anymore. Down at that end. So you...
And I'll basically shape change and crawl all of a sudden.
Okay. If you want to jump down as a rat, I'll let you do that. But it's going to be a defy danger because you're high up. Well, but if you want to just swing down, yeah, I'll let you. You can swing down. It's no problem. All right, so back to Surtur. Surtur, you're stunned. And one of them, and it says... We found him. Go tell the boss. And he's going to stab you. And one of them is going to stab you with a spear, and the other one's going to run down the hallway. He turns to bolt as fast as he can there to go let him know that they found you. So this little goblin's going to... One of them's taking off, and the other one's going to... Little green goblin, you're going to stab you and kill you.
Well, I'm going to duck under that spear and kill the goblin that starts to run.
Okay, so defy the danger to avoid the spear and make your attack. So go ahead. So you're going to duck, so that's agility.
Dex.
Dang. Too many savage worlds, man.
8.
Yay! Okay,
you can get off your attack and take a shot, or...
You can dodge it and he runs.
Or you can dodge it and not take any damage at all, but he gets away.
I'll take the hit.
Okay. Roll a d6 on your damage. God dang you! Okay. Go ahead and make your attack.
All right.
Yeah, that's going to hit. I think with your bonus.
10.
Yes. Go ahead and roll your damage.
All right.
So you get up. You turn. Now, your minus one stun is what? Is
intelligence.
That, intelligence. Yeah, well, that doesn't make any difference. Oh, I should have done. You sprained your ankle.
It made sense.
Sure. Go ahead. That's fine. Oh, yeah.
12.
Right, 12 damage. All right, yeah. You
cleave.
You stand up and just split him all the way down. And the other guy like,
oh! Right. They're multiplying.
Now, he sees that you killed it, and he's going to turn and get out of there. He wants to, he's going to bolt.
He's going to die.
All right, so make your attack. If you get the attack, you can kill him too,
or try to.
Otherwise, he's going to escape and run down the hallway. Excuse me. Okay.
I hit.
Shocking.
That's why I haven't leveled. 3.
He's wounded. He's pretty wounded. You hit him and you nick him. But his armor prevents him from being killed.
He's got this you take the attack for D6
He's got
more?
This little studded leather.
Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, you can take damage, or you can go ahead and add D6.
Let him act against me and do another D6.
Okay. All right, so you try to jump in the way and well, block him.
Yeah, I expose myself
right.
to get this.
And that kills him. Okay, so here's where we are. The rat has just climbed down. Or actually, you changed back.
Elf now.
Yep. Elf. Elf?
Yep.
Change back, and Taros has jumped down to the hallway. You guys are shortly behind the elf.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, the dwarf has just killed the two goblins after he fell out of the hole.
I meant to do that.
I meant to do that.
And since no one was here to watch me, I meant to do that.
Right.
Right. So, a little banged up, but not too bad off. Okay.
Right. Brain not work right.
So did the goblin attack him on his way through?
Me no think good.
Did the goblin do anything on his way through? Because he stepped in front of his path is when he got the call.
Oh, no. He tried to run, And
I did a total of 6 damage.
Yeah, and Surtur killed him.
Right, but it says you got to do something.
Oh, yeah, he gets to attack me back.
He gets to attack.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Go ahead and roll a d6. He'll stick you with a spear. Somebody else is going to start rolling the damage for you because that's... There we go. All right, so you don't take any damage because of your armor. It's good to be a dwarf. All right, so yeah, you guys climb down out of the chimney.
Yeah.
And you're standing there. Do you want to do anything? Surtur, do you want to do anything?
I pick up one of the torches.
Okay.
In my shield hand.
Okay.
And just wait.
Okay.
I'm going to proceed back down the hall.
Okay. You come back down around the hallway and you see the light coming from the room. And
I apply poison to my dagger.
Okay. And you see the...
Are you guys coming or not?
Do you have to make any rolls to do that? Or
no, actually I don't.
Okay. Defy danger.
Now, I do if I have to start making other poisons. That's one of the poisons
using
I took.
Other poisons also.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys come around, you meet up with the dwarf, and he's got the dead goblin guards there in front of him.
Serpent's tears. Are you hurt?
Little.
Roy, how hurt are you?
Down by 3.
I banded you. 4 points back.
Thanks, Cassie.
You?
9.
Thanks, Cass.
How far down are you?
5.
I'll
and
you. All
have, and you all have the 3 potions, right? I'm not, you all never
did. We actually have 4.
Oh, no. The party has 3.
Right.
I have 1.
I think I have 1, too, but, you know, okay. That's not...
Yeah, the party had 3 that they took off of Morgan's body.
Can I'll I... Take,
do you want to take one? Drink one? Or keep
one? I don't need one. No, I was going to say, can I heal him outside of combat, or how does this work? I mean...
What do you mean?
Well... Can I use arcane art and try to heal him now?
Of course, sure. He'll be singing a song.
Okay,
yeah, but if
and
it
if
fails,
you don't
you know,
succeed. Somebody hears somebody down, some creature down the hall hears you singing.
Awesome, let's do that. I'll play a little tune and make you feel.
Well, now potion gives back 10. He's down 9. That would be a good use of a potion too.
Yeah, it'd be
okay. Sure, you can drink a potion.
All right, so y'all have 2 extra potions left. Who's carrying?
Well, I've already got a potion. Does somebody
else? Bill should carry 1.
Yeah. You want?
I can heal.
Yeah, can
one
heal.
Of you guys should carry it.
Do you have any potions? Taos?
No, you can carry it.
I've got 1 already.
You can carry it.
Okay, I'll carry 2.
I don't see you in combat much.
No. Are you kidding me?
Okay. So, you
the
all...
The pool's game.
You drank...
Hold on. Him carrying the potions does you and me no good whatsoever.
More.
I know. But it does you no good.
Well, it gives me a reason to hunt him down if he doesn't use it right.
Because if you need it,
he's looking for it.
You can just drink it.
Your little
thing doesn't heal you.
It heals anything.
It said it sounded like it said you when you
for each balance spent, heal 1d4 hit points.
Okay, what's the rest? The first part of it say?
When you deal damage, take 1 balance. When you touch someone and channel the spirits of life, you may spend balance. For each balance spent, heal 1d4 hit points. I'm someone. What is everybody else?
You can be somebody. All right. So you've healed up. You've drank the potions. You divvied the potions. You going to continue down the hallway?
Let's keep going.
Yeah. Well, don't we want to go after the hallway? You mean the after the ones that got the that
Morgan.
Took Morgan's body?
Right.
We gotta go.
Why don't we go back to the one we missed? That way, there's nothing behind us.
Which okay. one? We missed one.
There's a room, he means.
Oh.
Right across from our entrance.
Right. Where you all came drop down,
yeah.
There was another passageway leading out.
Oh, okay.
There, sure, right. So now, wait a minute. Wait. Why?
Well, we fought a battle. We wanted to hide. So, you already know where to hide.
Well, what I'm saying is that if there was anything dangerous in there, like a goblin, wouldn't it have already come out?
Jack.
And if it's not a goblin and it's just holed up in there, aren't we just causing more trouble for ourselves?
Jack. What if there's money lying around in the room?
I'm pretty sure the goblin's got a pretty good treasure up there. And Morgan, I mean, are you going to let Morgan in the hands of those vile defilers?
What if that's the room where Morgan is expecting the thieves to go with the magic bauble to activate it?
What magic bauble?
The bracelet.
What bracelet?
Where did we find him?
Came with him.
As I tugged my shirt down. What bracelet?
And activate it.
Activate what?
the bauble that was stolen.
You didn't know the bracelet was cursed?
What curse?
Anyway.
Okay, so what have
we learned? What I'm saying is I don't see the need to go to this other room, but everyone wants to go to the room, let's go to the room.
Okay. You go back down the hallway. You find a room that is a larger sphere, but actually on the cardinal at the north, south, east, and west sides, there's like a half circle. So here, I'll just show you. It looks like that.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That was quick. That's good podcasting.
Man. Yeah, that's good podcasting. It's a larger circle. Let's say the larger circular room with alcoves that are half circles on north, south, east, and west parts of it. Does that make sense? No. 10, 20, 30, or 5, 10, 59. So it's about 40 feet from side to side, but then the semicircles on the north, south, east, and west add another 15 feet or so, sticking out little bumps on the outside of the sphere. You guys come in from the
hallway
from the west, and on the eastern wall and the northern wall, in those alcoves, those semicircle alcoves, are two stairs leading up, and there's two statues. The first statue is the one in the north, is that of a human wizard, and the one in the western, the eastern, is a dwarven. It's like a dwarven fighter type.
The wizard's human.
Yes.
And the stairs lead up.
Yes, yes, and the stairs lead up to the statues, and they're maybe 3 feet off the ground. Where the statues are, and they're life size.
The stairs don't lead out of the room. They lead up to... Okay.
Right. Okay. The stairs lead up to the statues within these alcoves. Okay. They're up on little stages, almost.
And the statues are stone?
Yes.
Well, let's go check them out.
I start poking and prodding the statues.
Actually, the wizard is stone. It looks like the dwarven's made out of onyx.
Which is another type of stone.
Yeah, it's glass, actually, but... It's more of a glass. But
how are we going to get that out of here? Well, get that chisel out.
Looks good where it is.
Okay, let's discern with some realities here.
This is where it's for.
7-7.
One question.
What here is useful or valuable to me?
If you could get that obsidian statue out of here in one piece, the way it is, could be very valuable.
Certain is wisdom, right?
Yes.
Yeah. More XP?
More XP.
Yeah, the dwarf. Dwarf said, what statue?
Eight.
One question.
Are there runes? Like a section of ruins missing? Like a key would slide in with the ruins?
No, but you see that the mage has his hands up, and his robes are sort of draped down around his elbows, you know?
He's missing a bracelet.
And he's got a... Yes, it looks like there is a spot on his wrist where he was wearing something. There's a difference in the stone. It looks like there was at one time, maybe you might even see markings, and his thumb's been removed to slide it off.
Don't give him ideas.
I'm giving you ideas.
No, he's going to start thinking, I'm going to take his thumb off.
That was good. That's good. No, I like that.
Eight. Six.
Yeah, you don't
see it. Hey, level up!
You don't see it. And you all were talking a bobble and a bracelet a minute ago, right? That really happened in between characters, right? Between
Sorter
and him. All right. Yeah. It looks like at one time this statue may have been wearing a bracelet. And I'll tell you what. You look over on the obsidian statue with the dwarf, and it looks like his hands, he's standing there. It looks like at one time he may have been holding a weapon, a hafted weapon.
My axe is one-handed, by the way.
This would be a two-handed weapon. This would be a... a real axe, you know, a dwarven type axe.
This is a dwarven.
Okay.
I'm a dwarf. I own this.
I've proven that several times.
Well, you could hold your axe in two hands if you wanted to. But I'm a dwarf. Whatever. At one time, it looked like maybe this dwarf was holding something in his hands.
This dwarf, it looks like his weapon's missing. It's gone.
Nope, I still got it.
No, this one.
That's just a statue.
But look at his hands.
Are these life size or?
Life size.
Okay.
Yes,
either one of the statues look like they rotate. Push on it.
You've discerned realities. I think I've given you the answers to your questions. But no, well, they did. I mean,
this obsidian statue doesn't want to go down the hall.
Do you grab the statue and try to turn
it? Yeah, I want to try to use it.
No, it doesn't turn. It doesn't turn. It's very heavy. I mean, you might be able to turn it, but it's not like it's on a mechanism or anything. It's a statue.
What kind of weapon did the wizard have? The goblin wizard.
The key? His hand?
Did he have a...
He was throwing acid balls.
Morgan had a staff.
Maybe that... Did you tell us what you heard in the tunnel?
We haven't had a conversation since...
No, I haven't told you what I heard in the tunnel.
Maybe another goblin somewhere in this system has that weapon. And we should bring it back here.
Well, there's definitely more goblins to kill.
I tried to get y'all to go that way before. I mean, I told you. I pointed out the bracelet first.
Mm.
I pointed out that Morgan had been taken by another group of goblins already.
He won't feel anything.
I think he might be evil.
Only Morgan has seen the bracelet.
Yeah.
Yeah, Morgan saw the bracelet.
Right. What I'm saying is, we should stay here like Morgan had planned. The thieves would come here, bring the bracelet. We'll stay here. We can defend here just as easy as anywhere else.
There's two exits. Oh, I didn't mention the southern exit, right?
No.
Oh, there's a southern exit.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We held up the picture and there were two exits.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when he
one we came in and one was
when the other. When he held up the picture and waved his hand around in front of it, all I saw was hand waving around. Waving around.
Ooh, hand.
These are not the dwarves you're looking for.
These aren't the exits you're looking for.
Like that.
Ah, okay. Well, let's go out the side.
There's an exit down there.
Okay. Well, we have to rescue Morgan's body. It's a dwarven thing.
Yeah, look. The rest of us can't just sit here and live off air. Alright? We have to eat. We don't have many days left. We need to move on with this.
Says Jack to Taros.
Yes.
There's plenty of hellhound down there. Just skin it up. Just like eating deer, buddy. Should we go?
You go eat the hellhound. It's already charred.
Do we go down south for Mr. Impatient, or do we want to go back the way we came?
Okay.
Lead the way, tough guy.
After you, big boy.
While they're comparing sizes, I'll march down the hallway.
I'll go right with him.
Okay, you guys go down. You guys go down the hallway, and it turns to the west, and it opens up into that. It comes back to that small room, so it wraps around. It completes the circuit.
Okay, so then we go south again?
Yeah.
Where the other goblins took Morgan's body, right? That's the room we're back in?
Well, that's where the goblin orb caster came from in the first place.
Right.
When we were fighting them, right?
Yes. Okay, so you start heading south, and it comes down to a...
Who's carrying the torch?
I'm carrying one.
Okay.
Okay, so there was...
I'm going to drop it as soon as I have to start killing.
Sure, that's fine.
It ends up in a room with some columns. The room is L-shaped, an upside-down L, about 80 feet by 80 feet. Actually, let's say 50 feet by 50 feet, with columns in sort of the legs and the top. It's an upside-down L, sort of like a backwards 7 almost. Do you see what I'm saying? So it starts... starts the east, goes west, then cuts south.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So to us, it looks like an L.
Yeah, and you're coming up in the bottom. Yeah, but it's kind of a fat L where no side is longer than the other. All right?
Is that a square?
No, it's an L. It's sort of a fat L, though. You're coming in from the north. There's an exit to the east. To the west, and there's an exit to the south, and an exit to... Looks like an exit to the the east.
So what's in the room?
Columns. I don't know. Right now all you see is the columns. When you walk in, you can barely see sort of the columns with the light of the torch.
Is there anything special about the columns? I mean, are they reliefed, or are they just regular old, like, natural stone columns? Are they carved columns? What are we looking at?
I don't know, discern reality.
Six. That's wisdom. Six.
Six.
It's XP.
No, you don't.
Oh, enough for that. Do it. Do we get XP for that?
Yeah,
for a failure. All right. Of course, he's obligated to do something nasty to us because of it.
Yes.
You, as you're coming in with a torch and you're looking, you hear down the hallway to your. To the west, that exits to the west, you hear running.
Getting louder or getting quieter?
Getting quieter.
Oh.
Running, sort of like somebody running away.
They run. I hear something running away.
Well, set up your fields of fire. We're about to have fun.
I will look down the hallway that's going east.
Okay. Yeah, there is a, it's a doorway to the east. The one he ran down is to the west. That you hear the running is to the west.
And there's something to the south, too?
Yes, there is an exit to the south. That you can make out with the torchlight, I mean, in the distance.
There's a door to the east, and then there's actually a hallway south.
Yeah, there's a door to the east. I'll pull up the picture, because it's terrible to describe this stuff. It's sort of like that, okay? Upside down fat L. All right. So, the door to the east is actually in the lower part of the room, in the southernmost part of the room. Extension. Okay? And you want to go down and look at that?
Well, it's a door, right?
No, it's an opening.
I can look.
Okay. Taros moves into the room and goes down there. And
I'm definitely moving to the south.
Okay.
The southern portion of the L.
I'll go with him.
Okay. There,
I'm like a discern reality.
Okay. You look in the hallway, and it's a smaller room. It's
Taros.
Taros. It, look in that room, and it is a 20-foot by 20-foot room that is the cutout section of the rest of this room. Okay, so if this room were a square, in the southeastern corner of this room would be a 20-foot by 20 room that's been cut out of it. Okay? And you see that room has an exit on the far side.
I was right. It wasn't square.
At one time, yeah. And they built a little partition thing. All right, in that southernmost room, you see two other doors. All right, you see one that is, you see two doors, look like 10 feet apart. So there's 10 feet between the doors, and a door, and then another 5 feet, and then the hallway ends. So it's two doors in a hallway at the end that sort of tees with where you're coming in. One of the doors has been knocked off its hinges.
What's inside?
Okay. You look in there, and it looks like an old cell that is no longer in use.
And the other door, is it securely locked? Like another cell?
It is locked.
The key fit it?
But the door, it looks like the door was knocked off the hinges of this one a long time ago. But
knocked in or knocked out?
Knocked in.
Okay.
But there is a door. But the other door, and it looks like the new door looks like it's been reinforced, and it's there, and it's pretty new.
Uh-oh.
There's something behind it.
Does the key look similar?
Yeah, you could try it. Yeah, I mean, it looks like it would fit. It doesn't look like, yeah, I mean, it looks.
Is there a guarded port window in this, or is it just a solid door?
The solid door.
Should listen at the door first.
Jack, what do you think of this?
Looks like a door.
Looks like a new door.
Yeah.
And it's locked.
Yeah.
So what's inside?
I don't know.
Put your ear to it.
You used to be much more curious than that.
Well, I got no way to get inside the door.
Key.
I'll take the key.
He doesn't. Yeah, he lost his tools when they got when y'all came down, like first game.
Yeah.
He stuck them in the lock, and they got locked in the lock. Yeah. So here's
the key.
Click. You open it up.
Yeah.
Oh. you hear.
Don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. Please don't hurt me.
Is it a dwarf?
You've done enough. You've done enough.
Wave the light in there so we can at least see what we're doing with. Dealing with.
There is the rotting corpse.
Ew.
Of what appears to be a half-eaten child. That's pretty dark.
That's pretty rough.
Yeah. And there's another child, little girl, in the corner, just sort of curled up. It's like, get away, get away. There's a young human girl in here, probably 8 or 9.
She's the one that was talking.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I got no charisma. I'm not going to talk with her. What are you doing in here, kid?
Oh, you poor scared little girl. Come here. Come here. Come to Cassandra.
Oh, yeah. Run. Boom. I stop her. I'm not letting her go in there and start grabbing at the poor kid.
Oh, she hears your voice, and she immediately seems to relax. I mean, just... And she runs to you.
You poor kid. Come here.
And she lets you stroke her hair, her matted hair, and... You know, she's got a little torn dress.
That's terrible. They ate my sister. They ate her. Oh, you poor thing.
Did she say, I ate my sister, or they ate my sister?
They.
Who did this to you, you poor thing? Those goblins. Those nasty, nasty goblins. It was horrible. You're safe. You're safe now.
I'd like to discern reality.
Okay.
No. 11. And my question is, why would this door be here for a little girl? It's too much.
Why would the door be...
What's about to happen?
There's no reason for a huge reinforced metal door to be locked.
Use what you
for
got.
For a little girl. There's something else. I want to look in the room, find something, why this was...
I'll tell you what you do see. You don't know how old they are, but you look on the door, and there are claw marks in the door.
I point out to the door, and
I mean they not like big like demon size, but you know there are. It looks like something clawed at this door pretty good, and it actually gouged this heavy wooden door.
So they ate a druid.
You can eat druids.
Goblins eat anything.
You've ate about everything.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I beat you to it on your puns.
Oh, I forgot.
All right. So,
discern reality. I wanted to do this a minute ago.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I still have two more questions.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Answer
three.
Two questions.
Is there anything valuable in this room? The little girls in?
No.
Body of a dead child. Somebody
and
might pay.
Oh, actually, all right. Yes, there is. The little girl.
For a bracelet.
You know, actually, the girl that comes out, she's wearing a ring. It looks like she. It looks like a seal of some sort of
signet.
A signet ring.
Oh, you should have given her a bracelet. I'd just love to see the druids.
Hey, I brought up the bracelet earlier, and you didn't bite, so.
And then the last question is, what here is not what it appears to be? I want to see if there's like a secret door in the back of here.
The girl looks a little off. I mean, aside from the girl in the room with the other dead girl, which is kind of gross and disturbing. The girl that comes out, let's call her Emily. She's...
Can I use Bartic lore?
Something about her is just not right. Something about her. I mean, like her demeanor. There's something about her that's just strikes you a lot. I mean, it could be that, you know, the experience that she's been through, this traumatic experience that she's been through, but there's something about her that's... She's a little...
Bardic lore, I have a expertise in a bestiary of unusual creatures.
Mm-hmm.
It says, when you first encounter an important creature, location, or item, you recall, covered by your bardic lore, you can ask the GM any one question about it. The GM must answer truthfully. The GM may then ask you a tale, song, or legend that you heard that information in. She a shapeshifter?
You mean a druid?
No. No, she could be a werekid.
A werekid?
A werekid.
An adult who turns into a kid?
Yes.
That's just the weirdest.
So, what's
a kid who turns
what
into
do
a
I
kid?
Have to tell you?
You must answer my question truthfully.
Did you make a roll?
No.
Is she a shapeshifter?
Is she a shapeshifter?
Yes. How do you know that? How do you know that this little girl's a shapeshifter?
What's the name of the
song? What's the name of the song? How do you know this information? I should have asked for that first. Yo, look. That's the first time I think I ever see Doug look up into the, look at the ceiling like, there's no answer up there.
It's right there. I heard this legend in my travels about this village that was destroyed by these two little cute girls that came in and turned into vicious dogs that ate everything around.
That you're right now hugging.
That, oh, you're so cute. Wait a minute. She says, I'm no monster. I'm no monster. It's okay.
As Doug slowly pushes the child away.
As Cassandra pushes her away.
She says, take me with you. We need to get out of here. This is horrible. I don't want to be here anymore. Where's your mommy and daddy? They're dead, okay?
Little newt.
Put her in charge, man.
Mostly. She says, my parents are, they're very wealthy. They'll reward you if you return me. Where do you live, little girl?
She's from the kingdom of Malor, which is like the next kingdom over from where you all are here.
I hear gold.
Malor. We'll call him Malor. M-A-E-L-O-R. She says,
My parents are very wealthy. They're royalty.
They're not the king or queen, but they are.
My mom's a baroness and my dad's a baron.
That's usually how it works.
That's right. That's how it works. See? He agrees with me.
What was your name?
Emily.
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 I almost called her Newt, but we'll call her Emily.
Newt.
Well, are the orcs here yet? Or are the goblins here yet? I don't know.
Funny you should ask.
Discern realities before that happens.
Oh, yeah.
He's been waiting.
I know. Well, Jason had three questions.
Because while he's wandering around doing all this stuff, and they're dredging up music and all that
stuff.
Well,
who's wandering what?
Well, he's doing whatever he was doing in the cell.
Okay,
but
when he's not the girl. Let's just establish where everybody is right now. Okay. He's in the cell examining the cell.
Sure.
Cassandra.
That's...
Talos.
Don't try to tell me what his name is, because you don't know.
I keep wanting to call him Talos. Okay?
Taros. Taros is inside examining and sort of pointing at the door, look at the gouges.
Look at the girl.
Cassandra has the girl outside of the cell, standing there, sort of at arm's length, looking her over, seeing little maybe bits of wood in her fingernails. Not really.
But seeing
the little girl and then sort of talking to her outside the cell, like just outside the cell. Surtur is, I assume, sort of still in the room waiting for the goblins to show up.
I never went in the room.
Not this room. You're still in the big room, right?
The big room, yes. Right. I'm just...
Because you were the one that saw the cells.
Yeah.
Okay, so I assume you turned around, you're guarding.
I'm outside the cells, I'm waiting for the goblins to show up.
Okay, so Surtur is watching the big room, the big L-shaped room, waiting for the goblins to show up. All right, what do you want to know? Where are you?
Well, they're, because
he unlocked the door.
Yeah, I unlocked the door. Emily immediately latched on to Cassandra. She's looking through her memory, trying to come up with a song and figure, because none of this stuff takes place immediately.
Right.
Discern realities takes a bit of time. So while they're doing that, I'm looking for a nice hidey hole.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
I hope you got two. Ugh. The six.
He stands right in the hallway.
A six? Okay.
Yeah, I got no bonus. I got no bonus in wisdom.
You sort of go out and go down.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
And you are...
And they're right there. They're going to be right there.
This close to you.
Yeah, that reminds me of Indiana Jones when he's...
snakes. Why
you
are...
There. Okay, so the room that you were in, all right, you have you've left. They're at the cells.
Uh-huh.
All right. I wish I had that board that I could draw it.
It's right there? 4 feet away from
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but I got to wipe it off and everything. And it's way over there.
That's not going to come off. That's
all right, so you've walked down, uh-huh. And as you come through the room that's cut out of the L shape, that makes the L shape, and there's another room, and as you're looking, there's another larger room in there. And as you're walking into this large room looking for a place to sort of hide, you see that there looks to be a pit in this room.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what comes out of the pit at me?
As you're waving the torch around, you see a claw go on the edge of the pit.
Uh-huh.
And it starts to pull itself up. What is it, though? And I think we'll stop there.
Oh. And I say, and I look at him and say, may I help you?
Yes, I need to. I need to. I think that's a good place to stop.
It's a good place to stop.
So you're going to put a little mental note that Roy's down the hallway looking above a pit with the creature get right
there. Oh, yeah.
Roy's face to face with the beast.
And everybody else is by reinforcing.
I got a poison dagger. I'm not. Oh, crap. I'm scared. He's not killing me fast enough. By the way,
it's your fault for mentioning Lovecraft.
The poison that I chose doesn't help me as much as it helps people who can do more damage, like Bill's Surter. Anyone dealing damage to the target rolls twice and takes the better result.
Ooh, okay.
Taros. Taros is in the cell.
Look at these claw marks.
Cassie is outside the cell with Emily. I'm just marking where everybody is.
Wait, were the claw marks on the inside?
Inside of the door.
Okay.
Inside of the door.
Yeah. Well, I know maybe the creature that I'm seeing tried to get at the kid in there. Or they're hers.
Claw marks.
Okay, they're hers. They're definitely hers.
Yeah. What we haven't figured out is whether or not the bite marks on the other girl are Emily's or not.
Yeah.
Well, just a couple of small fingers missing.
Little finger snaps.
All right. Let's do experience.
It's Neil's character.
Let's do some experience here.
Remember he had that character who's doing that? Mm-hmm. Crunch, crunch, crunch. Like, I snap off a few fingers and take him to the snack. Oh, Neil, really?
Okay.
Did we learn something new and important about this world?
Yes.
Oh, I think we did.
Okay, what did you learn new and important about this world?
There are lycanthropes, and there's something big and nasty in that well. Okay. Or pool, or whatever.
All right, I'll give you all experience point for that.
Yay!
For getting into some trouble. And
hey, we just found...
Well, the other thing is...
A temple to Lovecraft, apparently.
You weren't here for that conversation.
I know. He channeled it.
There's two pieces to the puzzle, not just one.
Oh, right. We found out about
the axe
and the
hafted weapon, whatever it is.
That bracelet, but we know nothing about.
What bracelet?
and whatever fits in the dwarven.
I mean, all that could go together as part of this, though. I mean,
that's definitely learning something new about the world.
I'll give it to you. Yeah. All right.
So it's one experience for learning something new.
Right. You've definitely learned something new about the world. I mean, we've advanced sort of story and plot and figuring stuff out.
We didn't really fight tonight, so we didn't overcome any.
No, we'll do that next week.
Monster or enemy,
right?
We'll do that a couple times next week, I think.
Yeah, I think because what's happened is the one goblin is going to alert the troops. You're now in the room with the thing.
Oh, I can parlay.
Oh, now you want to parlay?
You can parlay.
I'm shooting it with the bow.
Hallelujah. And you've got Emily, and you don't know what the deal is with Emily yet.
Right.
Okay. This is fascinating stuff. Mm. All right.
Did we loot a memorable treasure? I'd say the key is very memorable.
But that should have been on the last ones anyway.
But we didn't loot it last time. We didn't get it into this time.
Is the key memorable treasure? I don't know. The key
was Emily.
That's not necessarily.
I think we've already got the experience for the other thing, so that's all right. Let's.
But that's one of the options.
Yeah, it's not. I don't think the key is a memorable treasure. I think if it was a key that opened up every door, that would be memorable treasure.
Special key. So we don't know. It might be.
It might be. We don't know yet.
You don't know yet. Okay, what else? How about alignments? What about bonds? Alignments and bonds.
I didn't cast any spells.
I didn't fight anybody. Worthy.
No.
I didn't eliminate an unnatural menace. And I haven't messed with Jack yet.
So what I'm trying to understand what we're doing about bonds.
If you resolve a bond.
Oh, yeah. No, none was resolved.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I think what happened tonight is we got a whole lot of sort of game
stuff. Metaplot.
Yeah, meta stuff going on, sort of setting the tone for where it's going, and not a whole lot of character stuff right now. What about, but alignment? Did anybody do anything for alignment?
Yeah, that's what we both did.
I didn't do mine.
Shifted danger from myself. What bracelet?
No. That's not really danger. You weren't in danger, I don't think.
Okay.
You didn't shift it, you just avoided it.
Now, when you lead the other thing back in...
And then run away?
And put Surtur between you and it...
There you go.
Okay.
And see?
Surtur's got my back!
That doesn't really...
It's fine!
That really doesn't upset Surtur, because that's a worthy opponent.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be fine with that. Like I said, Surtur's got my back.
We work that way. He uses me, I kill big things. It works.
We got this thing that's going on, see?
It's really neat because I just printed up a map. So, yeah, this will work. And now as I'm going through it, going, oh, yeah, that. And it's sort of just helping me make stuff up.
You know what I thought would actually have been good for this for the first time ever since I've been seeing it like 2-3 years at Gen Con? Those dice, those geomorph dice. That's got little sections of a dungeon every side, and you throw them together and you just.
Yeah, well, they've got decks. They have decks that do that too and stuff.
Yeah, but that, you just take. Like, I think there's only three different dice, and you just put them all together, however you want. You make all sorts of different
dice. But then you have to transfer them to the map.
Yeah.
Page.
Yeah.
And so they're not that big. They're really not that big. They're not that huge sections of map.
Right, but I'm saying you have to draw up the map so you can roll the dice again.
Okay, let me have my sheets back.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you kindly.
All right, anything else?
I think we're getting a little better handle on the 7 and 9s.
Yeah.
And handling those and throwing stuff in their descriptions a little better. I hope. Any thoughts, criticisms, suggestions?
No. Well, like on the, I guess what they're called, the debilitating
ones.
Do they, like you said, oh man, that should apply to something else when you said it was stunned. Does it have to apply to that particular ability?
Oh no, he was, it does, but he was just saying it doesn't really penalize me where he put it.
Right, because he's the fighter. You know, if I were going to penalize him, then, you know, I want to hit him in his stride.
But I did fall down and bump my head. It fit the story. Yeah, and that's what this is all about, is the story.
Right.
The conversation.
And so I'm okay with that fitting what happened to him. And I like the rat. I like the chaining of the rat. I thought that was pretty, you know, that was a nice switch up on the scavenger penalty that you're having to deal with now. And you're barking with death. I like the chaining of the rat.
Well, the other question I had is, how long does those debilitating things last?
I think until you camp. Or your rest.
No, there's things in there.
The healing potion will wipe it.
Does it wipe it or... Is it and/or?
I think it's and/or. I've already turned my computer off, so I'm not sure.
Okay, yeah, we'll check that. But he's still got it.
Because doesn't he sell penalties or decks too?
Yep, nice one.
Okay, so don't forget those because we were in the middle of the fight, and I think Morgan, when we came back, we had forgotten that he had penalties. He had ongoing penalties.
Oh, he remembered them.
Did he?
Because it was to cast. It was only to cast.
Yeah.
I mean, from one game to the next, he did apply them? Because
game he died.
No, because he had some from the game before, too.
He had one already written down.
Yeah, he was up to like minus 2 or something.
Okay, well, just so I don't forget again next time, because I think you guys will be up front about it, but you've got minus 1 intel, Surtur.
It's on the character sheet.
Minus 1 dex, shaking. Yeah, it's on the character sheet.
And that's Jack.
Boxes to check.
So Jack is shaky. Alright, so now I need to figure out what's coming out of the pit.
Emily's mom.
That's just kind of sick sounding, wasn't it? That's
what he issues.
Darn it! Yes! I mentioned before we started recording tonight, I've been listening to the Walking Eye podcast.
Yeah.
They have a really good interview with, and I'm going to get the names right for wrong, Sage Latora and Adam Coybell, the writers of Dungeon World. So if you want, I'll put a link in the show notes for that.
Yeah, I'd like to listen to that.
It's a really good interview. The interview is actually a little more than a year old now. I think it was December of 2011 when they did the interview.
And that's prior to these rules coming in.
Yes, so, they talk about some things like that. I thought was interesting. Things like the experience was apparently different. And they didn't want to say what they were doing with the experience, so they don't release that in the podcast, in the interview, but it was kind of interesting where other things were going on. You just listen to how their thought processes were.
Cool.
It's good. It's a good interview.
Cool.
All right. So next week, and if Joe's back, we'll figure out how he plays into this mess. And we'll go on. I have got, and we can go off. I got some housekeeping stuff.
All right. Everyone say goodnight.
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 Lovely place to stop. I do believe Jeff is trying to kill poor fat Jack. Now, send us some feedback. Our email address is roy@rusackgamers.com, and our voicemail is 502-4141-RUE. That's 502-4141-766. Finally, for legal reasons, I must remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusack Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Dungeon World is copyright Sage Latora and Adam Coppell.